Children rarely misquote you. In fact, they usually repeat word for word what you should not have said.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today, at last, thanks to the Freedom of Information Act and the Statute of Limitations, I am now free to tell you that I am a retired superhero. Yes, when I was a kid, the girls called me skinny, the teachers called me trouble, and my mother called me late for dinner, but there was more to me than met the eye. My parents hadn't a clue that when they turned off my light, I sprung into action. There were bad guys to be banished, maidens to be rescued, cats stuck in trees. I'd slip into costume, walk through my bedroom wall and into the night air, which was sometimes chilly. This was Canada. I leaped from tall buildings and shot lightning bolts from my eyeballs. I left baffled villains hanging from streetlights by their shoelaces. And when I rescued young maidens, they turned to me and said, "Don't go, brave sir." I would reply, "Alas, I must. The world needs me." And they blew kisses my way as I disappeared into the night. Well, not all of that is true. Actually, none of it is true. I was sleeping soundly and dreaming of being a superhero. The truth is, we'd all like to be remembered for doing something significant. And through the years, the people I admire most, the real superheroes, don't walk through walls and fire lightning bolts. They're real people like you and me. Most wouldn't look good in spandex. They are ordinary people who take the opportunities God gives them to do extraordinary things. My wife and I have been reading a book about such a person the last few evenings. His name is Robert C. Chapman. Chances are you haven't heard of him. He didn't author any best-selling books. He didn't travel the world as a great missionary or adventurer. Instead, he labored for 70 years in a small town in a remote corner of England. Friends said he'd never make a good preacher. He agreed and replied, "There are many who preach Christ, but not so many who live Christ. My great aim will be to live Christ." And that's what he did. The love of Jesus so marked his life that he became known as the Apostle of Love. And many well-known people were inspired by him. As a young man, Winston Churchill was taken to visit him. Charles Spurgeon, known as the Prince of Preachers, called Chapman the saintliest man I ever knew. And the Bible teacher John Darby said, "We talk of the heavenlies, but Robert Chapman lives in them." Mr. Chapman was known for his love of children. Once, when invited to the house of a church member for tea, Chapman took a seat at a special table for distinguished guests. A rather plain table had been set for the children, but he motioned for the children to come sit with him instead and asked the adults to sit at their table. The adults weren't so thrilled, but they did manage to maintain their dignity, sitting in the children's tiny chairs with tiny dishes and cutlery, while the children laughed and smiled, sipping from the unheard-of luxury of glass and china, enjoying the conversation of their distinguished visitor. Robert Chapman treated the least of these with love and honor. He lived Jesus' words in Matthew 20, "Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant," and serve he did. He left a high-paying legal career to live among the poor of Barnstaple, England. "My business," Chapman said, "is to love others and not to seek that others shall love me." But love him they did. Robert Chapman passed away at the age of 99, having lived 1 Peter 4, "Above all, keep loving one another." He is our ordinary, extraordinary hero today on Laugh Again. A man who reminds us all that the pathway to greatness is rather upside down. It's through servanthood. Perhaps we can be a superhero today after all, by lifting others up, by encouraging them, by being kind to a child, by loving the unlovely. Besides, spandex is a little overrated anyway.
Recently, a Laugh Again listener wrote in to say, "Life's full of roller coaster moments, and in some of the lowest, Laugh Again has been a life preserver. Thank you, Phil, and your team." What an amazing testimony of a life impacted by the program. We'd love to hear your Laugh Again story, too. Leave us a comment on our Facebook page or email info@laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.